Living in Light of Your Inheritance by Rachel Adams, read by Ellie Johnson. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:13-14. Imagine for a moment you receive a sizable inheritance from a rich relative. When you first receive this news, you are overjoyed, to say the least. Now you have millions of dollars in the bank at your disposal, but you choose to withdraw only a small amount. Despite the wealth at your fingertips, you are still living like you are poor. You accept and have knowledge of this incredible gift, and yet your lifestyle has not changed at all. Why are you not living out of the riches you have been afforded? This scenario seems strange, but if we're honest, it depicts our reaction to the spiritual inheritance we have received in Christ. While many of us have an understanding of salvation and the forgiveness we received when we make the decision to believe in Jesus, we fail to live in the light of our inheritance now. We keep the money in the bank, so to speak, waiting to obtain the eternal riches one day in heaven with him. We allow ourselves to be rescued by the gospel and rest in the security of heaven, but don't know who we are and what we have been given as his children. As God's family, we are heirs to our Father's estate. Because God knew we would need his help living as his heirs, he sent the Holy Spirit as the deposit to help us, Ephesians 1:14. Each time the Holy Spirit reminds us of his teachings, convicts us of our sins, restrains us from selfish behavior, and prompts us to love, we see the evidence of his presence in us. The realization that we are empowered by a supernatural source confirms we can be fruitful now because of the fruit of the Spirit living inside of us, Galatians 5:22. Living in light of our inheritance means we receive and respond to God's generous gift. I pray we never take these treasures and privileges for granted because we did nothing to earn or deserve them, while also realizing the responsibilities that come along with being a part of his family. God has important work for us to do. The purpose of his will is that all people come to know him and receive this inheritance, Ephesians 1:11. These riches are to share, not to hoard. There is a never-ending supply of God's great blessings, so we can be generous to others as he has been generous to us. We're tasked with giving away this inheritance so others might also become heirs and a part of his family. We can only be effective and fulfill this mission by relying on his power through us. With this mindset guiding our attitudes and actions, may we realize what Jesus meant when he prayed, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," because we know that at the point of our salvation, our eternity began. Let us not leave our inheritance for heaven, but live in the light of all we've been given now so that as many others can too. And may all of it be done to the praise of his glory. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for all you have given me, your Son, the Holy Spirit, and the hope of eternity. Help me to grasp the magnitude of the riches you have lavished upon me as your child, both now and for all of eternity. Reveal what keeps me from remembering who I am and what I have. Remind me that it was never anything I earned or deserved, but your gracious and generous gift to me. Help me to steward what you have given me well and share it cheerfully because it was never about me, but always about you and for you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.